Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Cadila Healthcare Q3 FY13 earnings conference call. As a reminder, for the duration of this conference, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh Nayak, Executive Director of Zydus Group. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, and welcome to our post-results teleconference for the third quarter of FY12-13. We have with us Mr. Pankaj Patel, Chairman and Managing Director, Dr. Sharvil Patel, Deputy Managing Director, Mr. Nitin Parekh, CFO, and Mr. Vishal Gaur, General Manager, Investor Relations. First, let me share some of the highlights of the operations for the quarter. Our India formulations business posted a sale of 5,699 million rupees, up by 21%. Without Biochem, it was 18%. We launched 15 new products, including line extensions in India during the quarter, of which four were for the first time in India. Our U.S. business posted sales of 3,920 million rupees, up by 14%, with the launch of two new products during the quarter. We filed 18 ANDAs, including one for injectable and two for topical products, which were a first-time filing with the U.S. FDA, taking the total filings for the year till date, that is for April to December, to 30. We also received approval of three ANDAs during the quarter. For Brazil, we filed four new product dossiers with Anvisa, taking the cumulative filings to 96. For Mexico, we received the first product approval from the regulatory authority, COFEPRIS, for two new products during the quarter. Our Europe business grew by 26% and posted a sale of 1,119 million rupees, with the launch of three new products in France and 10 new products in Spain. We filed 12 new product dossiers and received five approvals for five new dossiers for the European market during the quarter. With the launch of three new products, including two on day one, our Japan business posted a sale of 180 million rupees, up by 17% during the quarter. Exports to emerging markets grew by 32% and reported a sale of 677 million rupees. Zydus Wellness Limited posted a sale of 1018 million rupees, up by 28%. And net profit of 226 million rupees, up by 21%. During the quarter, Zydus Wellness Limited relaunched Everyuth Men's, launched new variants of Everyuth face washes and scrubs, and launched Neutralite with Omega 3. Our animal health business posted a sale of 595 million rupees, up by 19%, backed by four new product launches in India. Now let me take you through the broad financial numbers. During the quarter, on a consolidated basis, our total income from operations was up by 16% year on year to 16 billion rupees. Earnings before interest, depreciation and tax was down by 2% to 2551 million rupees. Profit before tax was up by 0.4% to 1746 million rupees. The net profit stood at 1029 million rupees, showing a degrowth of 31%. This was mainly because of higher tax provision. Thank you, and we shall now start the Q&A session. Over to the coordinator for the Q&A.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone phone. Participants are also requested to use handsets while asking a question. They're also requested to limit your questions to two per participant. Anyone who has a question at this time may press star and one. The first question is from the line of Jiten Doshi from Enam AMC. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to ask the question. This question is for the entire management team, Mr. Ganesh and Pankaj Bhai and all of you. Pankaj Bhai, where are we missing the whole thing? Somewhere Cadila seems to have lost the plot over the last couple of quarters. And, every quarter you're quite hopeful of the next quarter bouncing back, but somehow we're not seeing this happening. So I'm sure you would have also done your internal assessment of where are you going wrong over the last couple of quarters. What can you sort of guide us to what went wrong in the last couple of quarters and what are you doing to really correct the whole strategy?
So first of all, I think if you see this quarter, the numbers look down for three main reasons. The first reason is that our spend has increased and mostly in the area of R&D, the special fees which we had to pay to US FDA for pending ANDAs and also plans. Higher marketing spend which we have increased, particularly in certain divisions including Zydus Wellness, and some one-time expenditure we need to do it in terms of some specific donations we need to make during the quarter. That all had an impact of during this quarter of about 55 crore rupees. Some of them would continue, some of them are not going to continue. The second the reason which is that margin, gross margin are lower than by about 1%. And here the gross margin lower has been mainly because lack of new product in USA has impacted our margin in USA. Also, we have now the business mix in India which includes Biocane's business, which has comparatively lower margin than Cadila's margin. Our joint ventures margins also are reducing, so that also has a negative impact. So all of that has basically impacted to the gross margin. And the third reason is that, until last year we did not have the tax impact, so we started getting tax impact. So from the sales front, we are achieving our numbers, and the issue is in the area of margin and spend. As our new product approvals are started coming now, we clearly see that once we start launching new products in the key market of US, the picture would change. So what we clearly see is that in the year 2013, we expect to launch 22 new products in USA and one or two from Nasher on top of it. So that would actually basically help us to really improve the margin and continue doing that. We'll continue to find more than 30 ANDAs even in the 2013 year. So that would ensure that even for future our pipeline would remain healthy. So that's broadly what I can say, the analysis of whatever the number which is in front of you.
Pankaj Bhai, I'm asking you the broader question, which is not getting answered, and I'm asking you for the last one or two calls. Really, what has gone wrong? Because for the last many quarters, either one division or the other, one part in the export, one of the other businesses in the FMCG side, etc., not seeming to doing well. So where are we wrong on our strategy? I'm talking about the big picture and not the last quarter alone.
I do not see there is an issue on the strategy. We had issue on the US FDA, where we did not get approval for almost 1.5 years. And I think that's where the impact has impacted our margins significantly.
So basically...
Otherwise, our sales are growing, our numbers are being achieved. The only issue is that because we did not get new products, our margins expansion which should have happened, while price erosion happens in the existing products, newer products that have better margins, as what happens, the overall you see the impact of that. So I do not see any issue from the strategy perspective. The issue is only from the perspective that we have had no new products in USA, our key market, and that once this is now coming back on 2013, we should see a better number.
Okay. And, you know, you, I keep asking you every quarter, do you still stick to that $3 billion goal of yours?
That is, we always have done it, and we continue to stick to our goal of $3 billion.
So you are looking at that being achieved by 2016 March, right?
Right.
And so, effectively, you are saying that from these levels, you are looking at the company growing 30%+ if you need to achieve that, right?
Yes, and I think that is going to, as I explained in one of the meetings, it's going to be a hockey stick. So, it's not going to be like 30% every year. It's going to be a hockey stick.
So, it gets even more challenging. So, as you go forward, there could be some year in which you might have to record a 50% growth, right?
Well, I cannot give a specific number. But
no, I'm not asking you a specific number. The logic.
I do agree that we would have higher growth in the penalty materials.
Sure. So I'm just saying that if you do 18% this year or 20% this year, then you might have to, you know, to achieve that number, you might have to do 45% in 1 year, in which means all businesses need to fire that sharply.
Yeah, not all businesses. Some new businesses should contribute in that growth.
Sure. And, you know, just one last question. You know, we believe that if 2013 and 2012 were 2 years of consolidation and, you know, getting yourself out of all the problems, really what do you really want to guide us for the, in terms of the top line and bottom line, sort of what is the sustainable growth that you're looking at from now on? I, you know, we're believing that the worst is behind you.
Yeah, I think we have a plan for our achieving the $3 billion, which is again divided into every year's target. So we have already finalized the budget for the next financial year, and we clearly see that the gap is not big. So we have some small gap of about $30-40 million in against the objective which we had originally set up for 2013. So currently we see that everything is on track, and we should be able to make the milestone of $3 billion achieved in FY 2016.
So 14, what are you looking at?
Sorry?
What growth are you? What growth would you really look at in 14, 13, 14?
See, we do not give guidance. So our only guidance, broad guidance, is that our goal is to achieve $3 billion in 2015, 16, and that's what we maintain.
Okay, and you see a margin bounce back in the business now in terms of?
We hope that we believe that margin should improve.
So overall, you are, would you say that 14 would be a turnaround year compared to 12 and 13? You're very confident about that?
Yeah.
So can you say just this one more quarter of pain in March 13 or whatever?
Yeah, that's what we think, that at the most one more quarter of pain might continue depending on what, how many products we're able to launch in our key market in this quarter. But next quarter onwards, we do not see any issue.
So, thank you so much. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manoj Garg from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening to all of you and thanks for taking my question. Mr. Ganesh Naik has made a remark in the opening that, you know, you have filed around 18 ANDAs and out of which one was injectable and two was topical. So do these topical mean largely the transdermal patches?
No, these are ointmented creams.
And when he says first to file, means that we have got that FDA from those products.
Sorry?
When he indicated that we are first, you know, to file this product.
No, he said these are our first topical filings.
Okay, these are topical. Fair enough, sir. And sir, like, second thing, basically just want to understand, because in the last con call, you know, we have indicated that, you know, we are looking towards operating margins of in the range of 19-20%, and then the endeavor would be every year we should inch up around 50-100 this kind of margin expansion. So just want to understand your overall, you know, direction and guidance in terms of margins.
So our goal, see, I think you know that we have completed the program of PRISM 2.
Right, sir.
And we have certain targets to achieve the cost efficiency in the process.
Mm-hmm.
That itself should start seeing us in the 2013, the improvement in margin.
Right.
And going forward further. Coupled with new product launches and some key important product launches in the key markets like US should help us mass improvement in margin.
So we still believe that 50-100 this kind of margin expansion on a year-on-year basis is still sustainable.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, sir, the last question before I get into the queue, sir. Like, one of the reasons why the other expenditures have gone up so sharply, you have indicated that, you know, we have, you know, inducted certain kind of marketing campaign in Zydus Wellness, or maybe some other marketing divisions. Now, if you see the sequential increase in the other expenditure, excluding R&D, is almost around 40 crores. While the, you know, sequential increase in the Zydus Wellness is more or less almost, you know, at the flat level. So that means that typically this 40 crore increment expenditure, which is happening this quarter, is more on the Zydus side than on the Zydus Wellness side.
No. Sorry, I think it is not only the marketing expenditure, it's also the R&D expenditure is part of it. So as I explained to you that that overall expenditure of other expenditure increase would include R&D costs, additional costs which we spend on R&D. We also have higher marketing expenditure, including something which we spend in Zydus Wellness. And that is when the numbers are with you, so you know what it is. And also some one-time expenditure in terms of donations.
Okay. And so what could be the quantum of donation, if you can share with that?
Sorry?
The quantum of donation which we have given this quarter?
I think Vishal can share with you.
Sure. And the last thing, sir, like on the tax side, we have, for the quarter, we have made a tax provision of 36-37%. So was it excessively high, and what could be the sustainable tax rate going forward, sir?
We expect the sustainable tax rate to be 25-30%.
25-30%?
Yes.
Okay. That's all from my side, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karthik Mehta from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. On the India business, you said that excluding biochem, you grew by about 18%. Is that right?
Yes.
So in the base, I think we had about eight or ten days of biochem. So did actually biochem not grow on a YOY basis at all?
Karthik, this is Vishal.
Yes, sir.
When we say growth excluding biochem, that means from base also whatever legal sales was reported in last year corresponding quarter has been removed to make the figures comparable. It is not that biochem figures have gone down.
Okay, but for the base we had only about 8-10 days of biochem, right? So
yeah.
You would have removed that as well, I think.
Yes.
So on that 18% growth rate, we've seen other companies actually report and also industry growth rate for the last 2 months and also including what we see for January coming out. Do you see or can you comment, Pankaj Bhai, on the industry scenario? Do you see any overall slowdown on a broader basis?
This is Ganesh Naik here. What you're saying is right. If you look at the MX and the IMS data, it shows lower growth rates for the last 2-3 months. But if you see the growth of Zydus, you would find that we are still in the range of 18-20%. Internally also, we see the same thing happening. Coming to your larger question, broadly for the industry, I don't think we can comment on that. But for Zydus, at this point in time, looking at the number of launches we have had in the last 8-9 months and the launches which we have in the next year, we don't foresee ourselves coming to a lower growth area in the year 2013.
And my last question is on the U.S. business before I get back into the queue. We had earlier stated that there would be one more product launch in FY13. Are we on track? And in the opening remarks, you also mentioned that there would be two products which would be launched in 2013, which would be from Nesha. Are these both going to be in the controlled substance space? Thanks.
So first of all, the product which was to be launched from Nesher was launched but was launched at the end of last week of December. So there is hardly sale reported of that product in the quarter which has got ended.
Okay.
We are expected to launch two new products. One of them comes from control substance market, one of them is not from control substance market.
Yes, so is my understanding right that you will have four products by the end of the year?
Yes.
And of which there will be two of control substances and two
three will be control substance and one non-control substance.
Okay. Thank you. And would you be able to share the expected the revenues will be at this, will these be at the same level before the plant went into the issue?
That's it. You know, we don't give guidance.
Okay.
So
thank you. Thank you, Pankaj. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonal Gupta from UBS Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks. Good afternoon, everyone. Just to begin with, can you tell me how many ANDAs do you now have pending after these filings and adjustments?
It is about 55 products which are pending approval, ANDAs, on oral side, and on total side, including the injectables, laser and topicals, everything put together, there will be about 90 ANDAs which are pending approval.
So 90 ANDAs in total pending approval, including whatever you will contract manufacturer also. Okay, fine. And just in terms of, could you talk about, I mean, you are expecting a fairly sharp stream of approval to come through. So what's the sort of, I mean, so are these primarily, some of them are on the injectable side, which is applying to your partners. Do you see a strong growth there? Or how do you see the U.S. business really shaping up for FY14, given the...
I think most of the product approval next year we're expecting is in the oral side.
Okay. And fine. And just in terms of the, on the tax rate front, I mean, do we see longer term this tax rate coming down? I know you said 25 to 30% sustainable basis. So, I mean, any plans of any SEZ, et cetera, because, I mean, the tax rate clearly is... very high.
Yeah, long term we should come back to MET. At this moment we have higher taxes, but long term we should be back to MET.
Right. And just finally on the R&D spend side, how do you see the R&D spend? For this year and next year now.
So we expect R&D spend to be in the same numbers and not much increase in the next year.
In absolute terms or.
In terms of value.
Okay, percentage of sales. Right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anubhav Agarwal from Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you. Just one clarification. You, the generic user fees you paid to USFDA and other expenses, what will be the quantum there, 10 to 11 crore or will it be much higher there?
10 crore. Yeah. Your number is right.
Okay, and just one question on the, this clarification on the R&D from the previous question. You said it will remain on the absolute amount same or as percentage of sales?
No, on the absolute amount, it should remain the same.
Okay, and just one clarification, Pankaj, you mentioned about nature approvals. I was slightly confused. When you say 2013, do you mean calendar year or FY13 year ending March?
Calendar year.
Calendar year, okay, that's clarified. Just one question, interest... expense for you has increased very sharply from second quarter. September quarter, adjusted for forex losses, it was around 27 crore. Now it is around 45 crores. What explains this kind of sharp increase?
It's because of additional borrowing and also because of utilization of working capital facility from India-based banks in rupee terms compared to foreign currency loans and CGS utilization in the earlier quarters.
So this interest rate should remain at this level? Now, going forward?
You should not read from particular quarter. Overall, I think we will stabilize at the same rate which we had previous year.
Previous year. What will be the debt right now?
Around 2800 crores.
2800 crores. Versus last quarter, what would have been?
Sorry?
At the end of September, how much your debt has increased?
205 crores in the quarter.
205 crores? And just one clarification, as a list in ANDA, now, can you just give some clarity that is this, it's pending at the FDA, but there has been some fresh queries or you just done all from your side and just waiting a response from the FDA?
Yeah, we are waiting for a response from FDA.
Okay, thank you. I'll join back with you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Girish Bakhru from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thanks. Pankaj, again on U.S. business, I mean, we really haven't seen any significant approval. Last quarter, also you mentioned private overseas OTT may come. When do you expect big product approval, say, in U.S.?
As I mentioned, I think in the call just before a while, that we are expecting to launch about 20 plus products in the year 2013, and all these approvals are going to be there during the rest. We already have received certain approvals now, and we are launching those products now, but most of the approvals are expected in the year 2013 and also launched to happen in 2013.
No, but my sense like most of these products would already have existing 4-5 players in the market, or would there
not
be some?
Not all. There are some unique products in there.
In any color on Lansoprazole OTT, when can we see that?
We cannot. So we don't generally say about specific products, so it's difficult for us to comment specifically. But we expect many products to get approval, and at least 20 plus launch in the year 2013.
Right. Can you comment whether the transdermal facility has already been inspected?
Not yet. We are expecting maybe this quarter.
Okay. And just how much of the forex loss is now in the balance sheet?
In balance sheet, hardly any. Less than 5 crore rupees.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dheeresh Pathak from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening everyone. I just want to better understand the margin decline. It was asked by an earlier participant as well. So one of the reasons mentioned was the higher R&D spend. Although it looks higher on an reported absolute number basis, as a percentage of sales, when I look at it for 9 months, there is not much change. It was 7% in last year, it is 7.1% to 7.2% even this year. The main difference is coming from the gross margin, which has declined, leading to the decline in the margin front. So, sir, can you specifically mention where we are seeing this raw material pressure? Which geography we are seeing it?
No, as I mentioned to you, that our U.S. market, where we have not had new product launch, and so we see a margin reduction in the U.S. market, and that's where the difference you see.
So
also,
this,
we have seen some lower margin coming from Brazil.
But in U.S., the revenues have not changed. They have in fact grown. It's just that we are saying that in certain of the products, the profitability has come down.
It's a product mix issue. Though the overall numbers are not strict, but it's a product mix issue where the product where we increase the sale, they have not good margins.
Right. So,
the sale has improved, the margins have actually reduced in the U.S. market, so comparable margins.
All right. So, adjusted for Forex and everything for this quarter, margins are now in that 15% EBITDA margin. So, unless we get some high margin product in the U.S., things will remain in this 15% margin range. Is that the right way to think?
No, not really, because in the U.S. what we sell include some products which we have, for which we have authorized generics, where our margins are quite low.
Okay.
And that's where the margins are low, and that's the reason why. So, practically US margins are in the range of, say, 40% to 50%, and the authorized generics, the margins are sub 20%. So, obviously, overall margins come down. So, as we launch more of our products, our margins will again see improvement.
No, but what I'm saying is that something specifically has happened from the September quarter to December quarter. September quarter...
Yeah, one difference is that we had also some royalty income which is not there during this quarter.
Plus, as Mr. Mukesh Patel has explained, in this quarter we had certain non-recurring and discretionary spend, like the GDUFF fees which we paid on the backlog of ANDA, plus certain donations which we pay, and we had higher R&D expenses coming in because of higher number of ANDAs filed. We had in fact filed 18 ANDAs as shared by Mr. Ganesh Nair. And the marketing expenses, which are to an extent discretionary, have been higher in this particular quarter. One of the reasons was higher spend in Zydus Wellness and a couple of other businesses we have where we had higher marketing spend. So, what we are saying is...
But the Zydus Wellness margins are where they were last quarter. In fact, they've improved.
Let me complete first. So, what we are saying is, if you are looking at the quarter-on-quarter expenses number or quarter-on-quarter EBITDA margin, then our suggestion would be to look at YOY because even though the sales number quarter-on-quarter might not have changed dramatically, the business mix has changed because we have lower sales coming in from India business in third quarter compared to second quarter. So the business mix changes and that changes the cost component and the EBITDA margin. So if you compare YOY margins, then the margins have declined because of certain one-off kind of expenses which I just explained. If you exclude them, then the reduction in margin would be comparatively less. So R&D expenses as such, we look at those expenses on yearly basis, not on particular quarter basis, because quarter on quarter there could be fluctuations because of fluctuations in the number of filings. And certain one-off expenses like donation and other expenses would not be there in the times to come. So, as shared by Pankaj Bhai, the sustainable margins going forward, our effort would be to take them upwards of 19-20%.
Okay, I'll take it offline. I'm still not able to fully understand. Take it offline.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bino Pathiparampil from IISL. Please go ahead.
Hi, following up on US, of the 20 plus products in CY13 that you expect, how many are your own and how many would be contract manufactured?
Well, we are talking about 20 plus products to be launched next year, and they are all going to be our products. We are not talking about contract manufactured products.
Okay, and out of these 20, next year, I think CY13, that's what you mean, right?
Yes.
Okay. And how many of them this would be injectables and how many would be orals?
All orals.
All oral. Okay. What was the product that you launched from Nesher in December?
That was oxycodone.
Oxycodone. Okay. And in the two that expect in CY13 from Nesher, does it include Toprol as well?
No.
Okay, thank you. I'll jump back to you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek Agarwal from MP Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. I just want to ask, how many filings you have filed for transdermal products in US and when you are expecting to launch any transdermal in US?
We expect to, we have filed up till now two transdermal products and we expect to launch our first product in FY14.
In FY14? Yeah, so one question on biochem, sir. So how much the margin of the biochem and
sorry,
is there any improvement since you acquired this company?
Sorry, I didn't understand your question at all.
Yeah, I just want to ask, is there any improvement in the margins of biochem?
There is improvement in margins of biochem and also there is a significant growth happening there. So we clearly see that our strategy is moving and spanning out and I think I will tell you that how and which way we organize benefited because of the acquisition.
Okay. So one more question on Brazil. So your Brazil sales are consistently down in the last quarter and this quarter also. So what is the reason and when you expect the Brazil sales to come?
Brazil, because of this Anvisa strike, we had a problem in the previous quarter. But the backlog was so much that even in this quarter,
okay,
we could not get the benefit of that.
So from the next quarter, you are expecting the Brazil sales to get normal?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir, thank you. I will join back with you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of HR Gala from Quest Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to know that since R&D spend has increased in this year, what is the reason for increase in the tax rate to as high as 36% in this quarter?
I think it's much complex. I think I can only say that
you know, we have several companies and several subsidiaries.
Okay.
And the tax of AMP is applicable now in market, in the subsidiaries where we had tax, full tax exemption.
Okay.
There's a significant difference in the tax rate happening.
Okay.
Or I think we can take up offline with Vishal, which he can explain.
Okay, sure. I can talk to Vishal. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. My second question is, as far as current year is concerned, it looks certain that there will be an earnings degrowth. Do you subscribe to that, sir? At the net level.
Yes.
Consolidated, there will be.
Yes.
Yeah, the only, you know, worry is that if our margin does not pick up the way we are expecting, even, you know, while we will deliver the top line in the years to come, how do you see the, you know, the margin expanding? Now, say, as far as U.S. launches are concerned, all hurdles are over. That means the moment we get the under approval, we will be able to launch our own products from our facilities?
Yes.
Okay.
So we have invested a lot in building capabilities and capacities
mm-hmm.
to make sure that when the product approvals are in place, we are able to launch the product.
Okay.
That would start showing us the results.
Okay.
And once our product approval numbers will start kicking in terms of launches,
mm-hmm.
you will see the margin expansion happening. Because I think we had good margins in the U.S. and then since we did not have any approval, and we had to basically do that with other products.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate number we achieved as far as top line is concerned, our U.S. margin has eroded, and that's where you see margin difference. And I think that will neutralize once we launch.
Okay. Sir, one of the remarks which you made initially was pertaining to lower margin in the joint ventures. Now, we have several joint ventures like Nycomed and Hospira and Bayer and all that, you know, Abbott, etc.
Yeah.
So, in which particular JV are we seeing the margin pressure?
Hospira. We don't know the docetaxel.
Okay. Do you expect that to continue or do you think
yes, I think it's generic industry, so the margin erosion should continue.
Okay. Fine, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Bhavan Shah from Dollar Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Kapil bhai, you mentioned approval of transdermal block by probably the last quarter or beginning of next year. You still remain confident of one launch happening in CY30?
Yes.
Okay.
Our inspection should happen this quarter, hopefully. Until product launch should happen in the FY14.
Okay. Any Abbott supplies that would commence in quarters down the line? You've seen some minuscule supplies happening in this quarter. Just wanted to clarify on that.
Abbott supply. Yeah, it is going to ramp up now.
Okay. And lastly, you know, the implied margin scenario in the U.S. would basically mean that the existing products are facing a lot of pricing erosion?
It's both product mix issue and existing product price erosion. So existing product has seen the price erosion plus what we have, that erosion, we have made good with authorized generic products, and that's why overall margins are seen as increase.
Okay. And the CAPEX guidance, sir, for next year, what would that be?
650 crores.
650?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. I'll be looking.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Upganlawar from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. My questions are regarding Zydus Wellness. We've seen some market action from Zydus Wellness in terms of variants and advertising and stuff. Sir, could you just guide us on how the products, all the three key products are performing for us now? The top line has improved pretty much, but what could you guide us as regards vision going ahead in terms of growth on top line?
Well, our vision is to achieve 500 crore in the FY14, so we will make it better.
Okay. And any details on how you are approaching different products? How are they? I mean, ever you sugar free and
I think we are relaunching products. We are increasing distribution, and we are also increasing advertising spend plus launching some new products.
Okay. Sir, can we say that Zydus Wellness would be back to that 20% plus growth mark on top line? That would give a lot of comfort to investors as such. On a medium term, can you guide the answer?
That is what, if you don't do this, then we can't achieve the 500 crore, no?
Yeah, sir, near term is okay. I mean, FY14 is fine, but are we out of the problem that we had from competitive pressures and other things?
Of course, because there was one time impact, and that impact is over now. Now we are working on that new business.
Okay, okay. And how is Actilife performing in the marketplace, sir? Any thoughts on that?
Sorry?
Actilife, how is it performing in the marketplace? Because we haven't had any comments from it.
It has not been very successful yet.
Okay, okay. Fine. Okay, sir, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Shah from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. Just a couple of questions. Number one is that I just happened to calculate the revenue of Biochem by the clue given by you, excluding Biochem revenues, you gave the growth numbers. So it seems in the first 9 months, the revenue of Biochem are around 115 crore. Is that understanding right?
Bhavesh, can you leave the calculation and working questions later,
compared to
the management team is here?
No problem. I'll get in touch with you. No problem. Sure, but just want to understand, is there any significant decline in the revenue from Biochem since you acquired it?
I think your understanding may be wrong, that's the wrong calculation.
Okay, sure. And the second question is, you just mentioned that there is a Q1Q increase in interest cost quite substantially, and you just mentioned that it will again go back to that 27-28 crore level. So what would lead to that? I mean, why would that happen?
See, as I said, it will utilize it in a particular quarter in terms of rupee versus foreign exchange mix. Also, there was additional, borrowing to meet the capex requirement in the quarter. Also, the Austria dividend, which is normally received at a point of time, which is because of some reason, so everything will be receiving that, which allow us to reduce our debt or meet our future requirements.
Okay. Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Sharma from Kavi Stock. Please go ahead.
So I just wanted to know how would you revert to what type of growth in Brazil, and do you see any more products coming in under the government support program which is there? Are we going to be impacted by the same?
Government support?
The Pharmacia program which is there.
No, we are not expecting any inputs from there, but otherwise our growth in Brazil definitely should be in the range of 20%+ for 2013.
Okay, but this will be on back of what? Because market growth rate is going to be around 10-15%. So
one is the base, because in 2012 we had a lot of challenges in terms of the supply of products. One is the controlled substances, the other is the Anvisa strike. So one is that, and second is we are expecting some product approvals too.
Okay. Any number on how many products would be launched?
No, because with Anvisa we are not as sure as we are with the other agencies. So I wouldn't hazard a guess on that front.
And how are we placed in the branded generic and the generic market, sir? What is the revenue mix?
In terms of percentage, is it around 65-35? 65 is branded, 35 is generic. But going forward, this number is going to change because our generic business is growing more rapidly than the branded.
Okay. And how many products are there in the U.S. basket which you are marketing currently?
47.
Okay. So another thing, what about the hedges? How much, what are the hedges that we have, forward covers?
No forward cover now.
Okay. It's all open now. Okay. Thank you. I'll join back with you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Agarwal from IDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
All right, thanks for taking the questions. A couple of, one is on the, in the past, our JV, which have been extremely profit-making businesses, have been a big contributor to, in terms of boosting our profits for us. So, I mean, we've had the Nicomed thing, which we replaced very successfully with the hospital one. I mean, going forward, with us using the pressures really coming through now on docetaxel, I mean, are there any other levers which are there, to compensate for the JV profitability?
First of all, I have not fully understood the question, but if I've understood correctly, we don't expect many new products as big as what we are
facing challenges in the JV. So that way we don't see that we can bridge that gap. But that gap has to be bridged by the businesses which we are doing in Canada.
So what I mean is, the JV contributed like a disproportionate, I mean, they were fairly profitable businesses. And if they're going to go down in proportion, I think that the other parts of the business have to compensate so much more to really make up for the shortfall in the JV profitability.
That's right.
And so, other thing on a more broader level, as a strategy, probably, Scandla is doing the Mac, it becomes a more diversified business. In a sense of we're trying to do OTC, animal health, we're there across all the geographies. I mean, is that diversification really creating some structural issues in terms of managing of costs? Because we seem to be doing fine on the top-line front. It's the overhead costs and the margins just actually seem to be creating problems for us as far as the profitability is concerned.
Yeah, I think you should understand that we have this 3 billion number and we have to invest to make sure that we achieve that number, and that requires a lot of effort, not only in terms of manufacturing capacity expansion, but also in terms of building capabilities, in terms of marketing, and also in terms of R&D. And I think those investments are actually showing the increase in cost, but I think these are all basically done for the future, because that's where we want to reach. So that's why you see the margins. And I think once the numbers will come, then you will see that benefit. Because if every this business has been growing at 30%, for example, you could have seen the numbers would have been different. And that's what ultimately is the expectation is.
And so, when you talk about 3 billion number, I mean, geography-wise, apart from India and US, which are the other geographies where you see material contributions coming through?
So we have basically three buckets. One India, one third is India, one third is US, and one third is the rest of the market. And among that, the major markets would be Europe, Brazil, and some of the consumer product businesses and some other additional joint ventures.
Okay, sir. Thanks very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alok Dalal from BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, everyone. Just to clarify on the CAPEX guidance, am I right to assume that CAPEX will be 650 crores for next year as well?
Yes. Given the year we are talking about.
So FY14 CAPEX will also be 650 crores in line of FY13 CAPEX?
Right. Yes.
Okay. And, sir, what is the cash on hand? The debt you mentioned is 2,800 crores. What is the cash? Sorry, sir?
445 crores.
Sir, just to understand the CAPEX again, where will this CAPEX be deployed?
It would mainly be in the areas of formulation capacity expansion to meet the growing demands of US and other regulated markets, some of the CAPEX in biologics and other R&D areas.
Okay. No, the impression was that after a high CAPEX of 650 crores in FY13, maybe the CAPEX levels will taper down going forward.
You'll see in later years that will happen.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kartik Mehta from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. On the JVs, can you share anything on the products that would be launched or in terms of the market size that you are looking at for the BSE? And also, would you have any specifics that you can also share on the JV with Hospira in terms of the launches in the US and Europe? Thank you.
So as far as the JV is concerned, I think we are restricted by our partner to specifically give you any details. So we cannot give you some specific details as far as JV is concerned. However, if you have some very specific question, you can take up with Vishal. If we can have some information, we can provide you.
Yes, sir. On the JVs, is there any field force that we have added at least for what we are actually distributing in India, or? Okay, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Monica Roshi from Avendus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thanks. Pankaj, if you could just clarify, you spoke about some authorized generics in the U.S. So if you could clarify on what these are, and is this a strategy which you'd really like to pursue as you go along?
Since we didn't have new product approval coming in U.S., we had authorized generics, we got it from Abbott. Two of the products as authorized generic in U.S.
Would you be able to name these products?
Clarithromycin and potassium chloride.
Okay. Just secondly, some clarifications on both the CAPEX and the debt numbers. As we understood in the last call, your CAPEX guidance for FY14 was 400 crores, but now that seems to go to 650 crores. So have you envisaged any new plan which is adding the 250 crores?
Yeah, I think mainly because of the fact that we are getting some U.S. approvals which require some specialized manufacturing additional capacity, and that requires significant investment. And also some subsidiary companies we need to invest to basically boost up the capacity. So both of these put together has increased our CapEx.
So are we talking about any new greenfield project over and above what we had known 3 months back?
No, we are not adding any new greenfield projects, but it's basically for capacity expansion in certain areas like booster coated products and things like that.
Okay, and lastly on the debt side, as we understood last time around, our net debt was about 2,030 odd crores, and now we seem to be about 2,330 crores or 350 crores. So is it right that we have an addition of 320 crores in the last 3 months?
Yes. So gross debt has increased by about 355 crores, and cash balance has gone down compared to September quarter. So yes, you are right, the main debt has gone up by about 320 crores.
And do you think that this number will come down to the September level, let's say by March, or are we going to be sticking at this level, in which case your interest expenses may not really come down from the 45-odd crore mark that you've seen in December?
Yeah, see, the debt level may not come down immediately, but interest will come down because of the mix of rupee versus foreign currency loan that we have used. Also the dividend amount that we expect to be received from our joint venture.
What is the rupee loan out of this total net gross debt that you have, and how much is the foreign currency?
So 35% is foreign currency.
So about 985 crore worth of debt is in foreign currency.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manish Jain from Axis Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Essentially, Pankaj, I wanted insights on the clinical trial program in U.S. for NCEs and biosimilars.
Okay, I think on the, I'll start with biosimilar. On the biosimilar, we have just begun the first product clinical studies. As far as NCE is concerned, our most of studies are still happening in India. And no studies are currently being done in USA. We expect to start one study next year in USA.
Thanks. And Nitin, one question for you is, just as a thumb rule, if sales go up by $100 next year, what's the increase in working capital?
20 to 25%.
Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, no further questions can be taken. I would now like to hand over the floor back to Mr. Ganesh Naik for closing comments.
Thank you very much, and look forward to interacting with you again in the month of April for the last quarter of this financial year. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Cadila Healthcare, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.